We're holding Lamed Beis Amud Aleph by the first Mishnah, top line. Mishnah says, Seder Brachas, the order of the Brachas that we do in Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, and we're going to talk on Amud Beis, by the way, that in principle those should have been in Shachris. We'll talk about on Amud Beis why instead we do them in Musaf. The order is, Oymer Obus to Gvuris to Kedushas Hashem. You start with Obus, the Bracha Magen Avraham, or Gvuris, Atagibur. Kedushas Hashem after Kaddish, which during Aser Simetrova, of course, we finish with Hamelach Kaddish. The Kolo Malchus Yisimahen. Now, the Tanakama, Rav Yechon Manuri, is saying over here that you include Malchus together with Kedushas Hashem. So, in other words, you start after Kaddish. In the middle of the bracha, you say the whole nusach of Malchus with all the psukim and all that. The Ainu Tekeyan, at the end of that bracha, you don't blow shofar. Then you say the bracha of kedusha seyem after v'chartanu, finishing the mekadosh melech hakolaret, mekadosh yisrael v'yom hazikaron v'tikeya. Then you blow shofar zichronis v'tikeya shofar v'tikeya. Then you have zichronis and shofar. You blow shofar after each of those. V'oyma avoda v'hoda birkas koinim. Then you only say the remaining brachas of shemana esrei avoda, which is ritzei, hoda, which is moedim, and birkas koinim, which is sim shalom. That's what Rabbi Yechon Manuri says. Omalo Rabbi Akiva says, why are we doing it in that order? In Enet Kehla Malchius, if you're not blowing shofar after Malchius, which according to you, you're not, because you're not blowing, we're only blowing after Kedusha Sayyim, Lomohu Mazkir, why is he even saying Malchius? Which the Gemara is going to say, what do you mean you have to say Malchius? And the Gemara is going to explain what Rabbi Akiva means, but Ella, so Rabbi Akiva says, no, what you do is Omer Ovis of Gvuras of Kedushas Hashem, the first three brachas, the Kol Malchus in Kedushas Hayoyim, which is there. What you do is you include Malchus in Kedushas Hayoyim, and then you blow Shofar, which is what we do. We begin the bracha after V'chartanu, we go through Batit and Manu, etc., etc., and then in the middle of it, we begin Malchus, where when we start Oleinu, in the middle of it is actually, that's where Malchus is beginning, morning Yaakov. So when we start Oleinu in the middle of that bracha is actually where Malchus is beginning, and then we go on, we do the whole Nusach of Malchus, and then at the end we go back to Kedushas Hayom, Kachenim of Tzusecha, Vesem Chokenim Besarasecha, etc., and we finish off Melech Hakol Aretz Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. So we're combining together Malchus with Kedushas Hayom, like Rabbi Akiva says. V'tekeya, then you blow shofar. Zichronis v'tekeya, shofaris v'tekeya. Then you have zichronis and shofaris, and you blow shofar after each one of those. V'omer avoda v'hoda birkas koyanim, and then you say the remaining three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. This, by the way, that Rabbi Yechon Manuri is saying that we say Malchus in Kedushas Hashem. So we don't do that, of course. But the truth is, maybe the fact that we say Hamelach Hakadosh and the fact that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur we have that whole long nusach in the middle of a bracha, which includes a lot about Hashem's kingship, the Sim Lechato Hashem Levadecha, etc. Maybe that is kind of almost like a nod towards Rabbi Yechon Manuri's opinion that we include Malchus in that bracha. So even though we're not doing the actual Malchus, we're not saying the 10 psukim and so forth, as we're going to talk about in the next Mishnah, nevertheless, we still have that theme in that bracha. Anyway, the Gemara says, we said that Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Yechon Manuri that if you're not blowing shofar for Malchus, according to you, Rabbi Yechon Manuri, that you only blow after Kedushas Hayom, Lomahu Mazkir, we were saying, why do you mention it? What do you mean, Lomahu Mazkir? Rachmana Omer Idgar. The Torah tells us, as we're going to go on to say, that you have to say Malchus. So what do you mean, why are you saying it? Ella, Loma Eser, Loma Tesha. No, what Rabbi Akiva means is, if you're going to say, like you, Rabbi Yechon Manuri, that Malchus is going to be different than the other two, in that you don't blow shofar afterwards, why should you have to say 10 psukim doing it? Then you should only have to say 9. Jehovah ishtini ishtini. Once it's changed already, once it's different than the other ones, that according to Rabbi Yechon Manuri, you're not blowing, then it should also be different in that you don't need as many psukim. And the fact that you don't do that, says Rabbi Akiva, is reason to say that Malchus should be the same as the other ones throughout, meaning that you blow shofar afterward as well. Okay. So let's talk about where we know that you say, from where we know that you say these brachas. Tana Rabbanan, minayin sha'imim avos. How do we know that you say the bracha of avos? And of course, this isn't only on Rosh Hashanah, this is throughout the year. Really, we're doing this only as an introduction to that later on in the Brice, we're going to say, how do we know that you say Malchus, Sechrinus, and Shofar? So therefore, already we're bringing the part of the Brice that talks about also how we know that you say the first three brachas. Really, this belongs primarily in Megillah, and we're going to learn about it in Megillah when we talk about the order of Shemoneh Esrei. So, minayin shalim avos shenema hobul Hashem b'nei elim, as the pasuk says, give to Hashem, meaning give honor to Hashem, the sons of the elim. Elim means the powerful ones. So it means hobul Hashem b'nei, the children. Elim mentioned before Hashem, the powerful ones, meaning the avos. Marsha points out, by the way, that the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei all count as one for certain purposes in halacha as well. Namely, if you make a mistake doing them, then you have to go back to the beginning. This is why, for example, if you forget Hamelach HaKadosh during Aser Simet Shuvah and you don't remember within Tosh Kedah Dibur, you have to go all the way back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. So they're considered one bracha, and the word one, Echad, is Gematria 13, as is the Gematria of the word Havu. So the word Havu over here, therefore, he says that's why it doesn't say Hallelujah or something like that, because it's hinting at these three brachas that are really all one. Anyway, so that's the first. And we nine shayim gvuros. Then how do we know you say the bracha of gvuros at the giver? Shenema hovel Hashem covered ba'oiz. The pasuk continues, give to Hashem strength and power. And we nine shayim kedushas. Shenema hovel Hashem kavod shemay. Give to Hashem the honor of His name. And finishes off. Yishtachvu Hashem behadras kodesh. Bow to Hashem in the glory of holiness. So we see that bracha has to talk about the greatness of Hashem's name and the holiness of Hashem's name, which is what we do when we say Ata Kodesh v'Shimcha Kodesh. Next, Minayin Shem Malchus Zechronus v'Shoyfres. How do we know that we have to say those three brachas? Rav Elazar Omer Dichtiv. Rav Elazar Omer rather Dichtiv Shabbosen Zichron Trua Mikra Kodesh. The pasuk says about Rosh Hashanah Shabbosen. It's a day of resting from Malacha. Zichron Trua, a day of remembering Trua. Which we learned the other day that there's a remez in that, that there are certain days when you don't blow shofar, you only remember the shofar, namely on Shabbos. But we're going to break that apart over here and say that zichron is something separate and trua is something separate. Mikra kodesh, a calling of holiness. So shabbosen zekdusha seyoyim. The word shabbosen refers to that we have to mention in davening about the holiness of the day, which is the bracha atav hachatana. Zikoren elu zichronis, trua elu shofaris. Mikra Kodesh means Kadsheu Basias Malacha. So you have Zikoren, you have Zichron, you have Trua, and then you have then Mikra Kodesh means Kadsheu Basias Malacha, means make the day holy by not doing Malacha on that day. So according to him, so you have a remez in the pasuk for Zichronus and Shofaris. We're going to get to later on how we know that you have Malchus as well. But Rabbi Akiva says, why are you assuming that Shabbosin has to refer to the bracha of Kedusha Sayyim? Why not say Shabbosin being first in the pasuk is the first thing that takes place on the Yom Tov? Before you get to saying Malchus, Zechronus, and Shofaris, or Kedusha Sayyim for that matter, the day of Yom Tov has already begun. So let's better say that Shabbosin refers to that, to the fact that you have to rest from Malacha on that. Why are you sticking that at the end? Why are you saying that that Mikra Kodesh refers to that? Ella, rather, Rabbi Akiva says, let's darsh in the pasuk like this. Shabbosin means Kadsheu Basias Malacha. That means make it holy, don't do Malacha on that day. Zikaron Ela Zichronis Trua Ela Shofaris. Mikra Kodesh, Zukdusha Sayyim. And the Mikra Kodesh at the end refers to the Bracha of Kedusha Sayyim. Now, that doesn't mean, according to Rabbi Akiva, we're saying Kedusha Sayyim after the other one. We said before, we're saying it before the other ones, according to everybody. But nevertheless, that's how Rabbi Akiva darshens the pasuk. There is actually some interesting discussion about that. If you said the brachas out of order, like this, the order is supposed to be Malchus, Zechronus, and Shofaris. Are you, in fact, Yotze if you said them out of order? The Ran learns that not. And he says, because since the Gemara is going to say, since we learned previously on Dr. Zayin, that there's a reason for the order, we said that first say Malchus Shetamlichuni Aleichem, say Zichronus so that your remembrance should come before me for good, and with what is it going to come before me for good with the shofar, then therefore it has to be adapted in that order, and if you do it out of order, then it's no good. On the other hand, there are some, there are a couple of Achronim on the Tiferet Yisrael, on the Mishnah, and some others that talk about that maybe not. Maybe actually you could say them out of order. We do see that Rabbi Akiva over here is darshining them from the Pasuk out of order. Further down on the last line of the Amud, we're also going to have something that bears on this. So therefore, maybe if you so therefore maybe if you said them out of order, then you are in fact then you are in fact yotze. Okay, so far we have zechronus and shodris from that pasuk. Minayin shomim malchius. Now, how do we know that you have to say malchius? Tanya Rebbe Omer, because in the psukim in Parshas Emor, when it talks about the yomim tovim, so in the middle, so you have it starts talking about Shabbos and Pesach and Pesach and Shavuos. Then there's a pasuk in the middle over there about that when you're harvesting your crops, you have to make sure to leave over leket and shikha and so forth for the poor people. And it finishes off Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. And then the next pasuk continues V'chodesh Hashvi, in the seventh month on the first day is Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, so the Ani Hashem Elokeichem next to V'chodesh Hashvi teaches us Zu Malchus. This refers to mentioning Hashem's Malchus. In other words, in effect, it actually says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem is a lashon of I am an Adon, I am your master, and you have to listen to me. So that's Malchus. Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda, I'm an Enet Tzarech. Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda says you don't need that drasha. Harehu Omer, Bahoyu Lacham Lezikorin Lefnei Elokeichem. The Pasuk says when the Kohenim are blowing the Chatzotris, that they should be a remembrance for you before your God. And then the Pasuk finishes off, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Now, Shein Tamad Boima, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Now, the pasuk didn't have to say that. What is that Ani Hashem Elokeichem adding over there? Umat Tamad Boima, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says, Zeb Bona Av, L'chol Mokom, Shenem Avoy Zichronis. This makes a binyan Av. That in any case, in any place in davening where we have Zichronis, you Malchius Simon, you also have to have Malchius with them, because again, that's what the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem represent. So therefore, so that brings us to the same way. You don't have to learn it from the Ani Hashem Elokeichem in the parsha of the Moedes in Parshas Emor. Rather, you learn it from the Ani Hashem Elokeichem that's together with Zichronus in V'hoyu L'cham L'zikaron when it talks about the Chatzotris. The Heichan Omra. So where do you say Malchus? The Kedushas Hayoyim. You say it together with Kedushas Hayoyim, like Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah, that you start off Atav Chartanu, and in the middle of it you start Malchus. Now, so we have several opinions about that. Tanya. Rather, the question is v'heichan omra l'kedushas hayoyim. The question is kedushas hayoyim itself. Now that we said that we learned from the braisa, we learned from the psukim that you have to say kedushas hayoyim. We said according to Rabbi Eliezer, we learn it from the words mikra kodesh, from the word shabbosim, kedushas hayoyim, and according to Rabbi Akiva, we learn it from mikra kodesh, which is at the end of the pasuk. So v'heichan omra l'kedushas hayoyim. At what point in Shemana Esrei does Kedushas HaYoyim go in? Where do you have it together? Where does it fit in with Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofar? So Tanya, we learn in a Braisa, Rebbe Yomer, Ima Malchus, Rebbe says, like Rebbe Akiva in our Mishnah, you say it together with Malchus. What's the logic? So we had Rebbe Akiva saying, Rebbe Akiva giving the order, but he didn't really explain why he holds that you should do Kedushas HaYoyim together with Malchus. So Rebbe gives the reason. What do we have in every Shabbos and Yom Tov Shemana Esrei? Where does Kedushas HaYoyim go? It's the fourth bracha. The third bracha is Atah Kodesh, and then the fourth bracha is the bracha for Shabbos or for Yom Tov. Af Kan Berevius, the same way over here. Kedushas HaYoyim should be the fourth bracha. And since you combine it together with Malchus, and that combined bracha is the fourth bracha of Shemana Esrei. Reb Shimon Gamliel, I mean, the Zichronus. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, actually, no, you say Kedushas HaYoyim together with Zichronus. So according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, in other words, the order would be Avos Gvoros Kedushas HaShem, Malchus only, without anything else combined with it. So according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, in other words, the fourth bracha would start off with Oleinu L'Shabeach and finish off with Melech, with Baruch Atasha Melech HaKol HaOretz. Then you would have the fifth bracha of Zichronus. There you would start a horn to Reb Shimon Gamliel with Atav Chartanu and Vatitan Manu and so forth. And then in the middle of it, you would begin Zichronus, Atav Zecher Masa Olam. And the end of it would be, Baruch Atah Hashem. You'd have a bracha at the end, something like Zecher Abris, Zecher Abris, or Mukadish Yisroel Bazmanim, or something like that. Why combine them with that one? Ima Zichronus Omra, Mamotzinu B'chomachem Be'emtza. We always have the bracha on the Yom Tov is the middle bracha of the Shemana Esrei. Achkan Be'emtza, the same way here, it has to be the middle one. So when you have seven brachas, it's the fourth one. When you have nine brachas, it has to be the fifth one, says Reb Shimon Gamliel. And the Gemara says, Kidshu based in a Hashanah Be'usha, when one year when Beis Din was Makadosh the year, they were Makadosh, that is, they were Makadosh the month of the Makadosh Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, in Usha. And we learned yesterday that there were two periods of time when the Sanhedrin was in Usha. So one time, Yorad Rav Yechon ben Berakhia, lefnei Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Yechon ben Berakhia went to daven by the Amud in front of Rav Shimon Gamliel, but also Rav Yechon ben Nuri, and he did like Rav Yechon ben Nuri, and he followed Rav Yechon ben Nuri's shitta in our Mishnah, which is that he combined together Malchus together with Kedushas Hashem, together with Atta Kodesh. Omalar Rav Shimon, loy hayo noyagin kain b'yavne. So Rav Shimon tells him, you should know that's not what they used to do in Yavne back in the time of my father, Rav Gamliel, where again, we learned yesterday that there were two periods when the Sanhedrin was in Yavne. At least one of them, maybe both of them, were in the time of Rav Gamliel, the Rav Gamliel, the Yavne, that is, the father of Rav Shimon Gamliel. So you should know what you just did, Rav Yechon ben Berakhia, maybe it's not Rav Yechon ben Nuri, but you should know that's not what was done L'maisa in Yavne. On the second day, Rav Chanina, the son of Rav Yehuda Aglili, went and put daven by the Amud, and he did like Rav Akiva to combine together Malchus together with Kedushas Hayom, like we do. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, oh, that's what they used to do in Yavne. The Gemara says, "Well, remember the Rav Shimon Gamliel Rav Akiva Sivir Alei." What do you mean, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds like Rav Akiva that you put Malchus together with Kedushas Hayom, together with Atav Chatanu? V'ha'amar Rav Akiva Malchus and Kedushas Hayom Amar Lahu. But Rav Akiva had said that you put Malchus with Kedushas Hayom. Rav Shimon Gamliel and Kedushas Hayom as Zichronus Amar Lahu. Rav Shimon Gamliel, we just said, holds that you move Kedushas Hayom itself into Zichronus. So according to him, it's not the same thing. The answer is Amar Rav Zeira Loi Misha Token the Malchus. You're right. Rav Shimon Gamliel did not mean that he holds like Rav Akiva as far as the order of the brachas, but he holds like Rav Akiva as far as the order of the tekiyas. In the Mishnah, we said Rav Yechon ben Nuri had said after Malchus you don't blow shofar; you only blow it after Kedushas Hayom. That Rav Shimon Gamliel disagreed with. When Rav Yechon ben Berakhia did that, Rav Shimon Gamliel told him, "You should know that's not what we did in Yavne." But as far as the order of the brachas themselves, whether Malchus goes with Kedushas Hayom or whether Zichronus goes with Kedushas Hayom, that Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees with Rav Akiva. So it could be that what we're saying over here is that that Rav Chanina davened by the Amud like Rav Shimon Gamliel was saying, namely that he put Kedushas Hayom in Zichronus. Or it could mean when we say Va'asa Kedav Akiva, we mean he did like Rav Akiva's Shita in the Mishnah. He did like we do and put Malchus in Kedushas Hayom, but at least he blew after Malchus, and Rav Shimon Gamliel is telling him, good, that's what we did in Yavne to blow after Malchus, even though he disagrees with the order of the brachas. Okay, so in other words, so we have three different opinions over here. You have an opinion that we put Malchus in the third bracha. We have an opinion that we put it in the fourth bracha, together with Kedushas Hayom like we do, and you have an opinion that Malchus is the fourth bracha all by itself, and we put Kedushas Hayom in Zichronus, which is Rav Shimon Gamliel's opinion. Okay. We said, L'yom HaSheni Yorad Rav Chanina. We said on the second day, Rav Chanina went and davened by the Yomid. So the Gemara says, my Sheni, what do you mean the second day? Ilema Yomtav Sheni, do we mean the second day of Rosh Hashanah? The memory of the Abrua La Elul, does that mean that that year they made Elul 30 days? Because that's the only way in those times when they're Makadosh Al-Pi HaRe'iyah that they're based in themselves. Remember, this is taking place in where Rav Shimon Gamliel is. So that means where the Sanhedrin is. So the only way for them to have a 2-day Rosh Hashanah would be if they had to make a 30-day Elul. But Va'amar Rav Chanina Bar Kahanami Most Ezra Ba'elach Lemetzinu Elul Ma'ober. We had a couple of times in the Masechta that Rav Chanina Bar Kahana had says that ever since the time of Ezra until Rav Chanina Bar Kahana's own times, which he's saying in the name of Rav, when Rav is a couple of generations after Rav Shimon Gamliel, Loi Matzinu Elul Ma'ober. We never find that an Elul had to be 30 days. So how are we talking about over here that this one year they had to? Amar Rav Chista, my Sheni L'Yom Sheni L'Shana Haba. You're right. When it says L'Yom Hasheni, doesn't mean the day of Rosh Hashanah, doesn't mean the second day of Rosh Hashanah. It means the next Rosh Hashanah. It means the next year. So that first year, there was one day Rosh Hashanah and Rabbi Yechinman Breika Davin Bar Yomud. The next year, Rosh Hashanah, there was also one day Rosh Hashanah and Rabbi Chanina Davin Bar Yomud. By the way, I mean, we can't say, of course, that it was that the Edom came after Mincha, because as we learned yesterday, or we learned previously, that only in the time of the Beis Hamikdash would they have had a problem with that, because we don't want Skalkalu Alavim Bashir like they had previously. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was already Nasi after the Korban, so in his times already you had the Takana of Rabbi Yechim Manzakeh is in effect that Makablam Edis Achodesh Kol Ayoim, so it wouldn't have mattered whether Edim did or didn't show up. Either way, there'd be no reason to have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And of course, if the Edim didn't show up by Musaf, it's true they wouldn't be davening Malchus, Sechronus, and Shofaris anyway, because they wouldn't know whether today is in fact going to be Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Continues the Mishnah, talking about what the rules are for Malchus, Sechronus, and Shofaris. In Pochsin Ma'asara Malchus, Ma'asara Sechronus, Ma'asara Shofaris. You can't have less than 10 psukim each for Malchus, Zechronus, and Shofaris. So 10 psukim that talk about the kingship of Hashem, 10 psukim that talk about Hashem remembering us, and 10 psukim talking about a shofar. The reason, by the way, I mean, we said before, we brought from psukim sources for all three of these. There's also an explanation. I think the Sefer Hakeda says, or the Sefer Ikrim, I think, actually says, when you think about it, there are three, and Marshav brings it over here, there are three fundamental things that a Yid has to believe. Now we have the Rambam lists 13 Ikrim. The Sefer Ikrim actually summarizes them as three. You have to believe that there's a Hashem who created the world. You have to believe that he knows what we're doing. And you have to believe that he gave us a Torah. So therefore, each of these three brachas reflects one of those ideas. Malchus is that Hashem is king, that Hashem created the world and runs it. Zichronus is that Hashem remembers everything that we do, which is the concept of Schar V'Onesh. And then Shofaris, we focus on the Shofar of Matan Torah. So therefore, with that bracha, we're acknowledging that we believe that Hashem gave us the Torah. So that's the reason behind the themes of these three brachas. Anyway, so you need 10 psukim for each. Rabbi Yechinman Nuri Oimer im Omer Gimel Gimel Mekulon Yotza. Rabbi Yechinman Nuri says, if you say three each for each of them, then it's enough. We're going to see in the Gemara, does he mean one pasuk for each, or does he mean three? Does he mean three psukim for each? We're going to get to that in the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, Hani Asora Malchus Kenegan Me? When we have 10 Malchus, and for that matter, Zechronus and Shofaris, what do they correspond to? Why Dafka 10? Amar Rebbe, or Rebbe Levi, it says on the side, Kenegan Asora Hilulim Shama David Besefer Tilim. It corresponds to the 10. To the 10 Hilulim, the 10 times it says hallelujah or hallelujah or whatever that David said in Tilim. The Gemara says Hilulim Tuvah Avu. There's a lot more than 10. The answer is it means Hanech Tichtibu Hallelujah Vaseka Shofar. We're focusing on the ones that are in Kapitel Kufnun, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Kael Bekotrei, in there. So you have, if you don't count the Hallelujah at the beginning, and you don't count the Kael Hanashama to Hallelujah at the end, which are more general terms of Hillel, in between of it there you have Hallelujah B'Piyah Uzay, Hallelujah B'Vereisav, Hallelujah Kerev Gudloy. So you have 10 of those. And it's associated with Hallelujah B'Seikah Shofar, so those are the ones that we picked to represent the number of psukim that we have to have. In fact, for that reason, we say that capital in Shofaris. We have enough psukim for Shofaris, as we said it, as we're going to say in the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud. You have three, or we're going to say in the Gemara actually, you have three from Chumash, three from Nevi'im, three from Ksuvim, and then you finish with a 10th pasuk. So we already have three psukim of Ksuvim, we already have three psukim from Ksuvim over there about Shofar, but then we also say V'nema Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Kael V'Kotrei. That is because the Avudraham says, since from those psukim we're learning, that's what the Gemara is mentioning over here, one possibility that we're learning from there, that you need 10 psukim, then it's very appropriate to say as part of Shofar. Okay, so that's one reason. Rabbi Yosef Amar Kenegad Aseres Adibris Shenem Lola Moshe B'Sinai. Another reason Rabbi Yosef says is to correspond to the Aseres Adibris. And Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Rabbi Yechanan says a third one, Kenegad Asara Ma'amores Shebehen Nivra Olam. It corresponds to the 10 statements of Hashem with which he created the world. In fact, all three of them might be correct. Some of them, of course, from say, when you get down to it, you have 10 for Malchus, 10 for Zechronus, 10 for Shofarus. So again, the 10 statements that Hashem created the world could be the source for the 10 Pesukim of Malchus. The 10 Hilulim, the Aseres Adibris, where the Aseres Adibris would correspond to Zechronus. The Aseres Adibris would correspond to Shofarus, because again, the Shofar was blowing by Matan Torah, and the Aseres Hilulim would correspond to Zechronus. Okay, so 10 Ma'amaras Shebehen Nivra Olam. So the Gemara says, Heininu. So what are they? If we count up Vayomer, Vayomer, if we count up all the Vayomers, the Bereshis that are in the first part of Chumash Bereshis, Tes Havu, then you only have 9. Where's the 10th one? And the answer is Bereshis Nami Maimahu. The words Bereshis Bore Elokim, so Shemaim Ves Aretz, also a Maimah. That's also a statement of Hashem, even though it doesn't say Vayomer, it's as if it did. Because we know it says that Hashem created us a Shemaim Ves Aretz, and Dechdi Bidvar Hashem Shemaim Nasu. The pasuk says Hashem created by the word of Hashem, the heavens were created. Therefore, if we're mentioning Bereshis Bara Elokim as Shemaim Ves Aretz, it means that there was an Amira involved in that as well, even though it doesn't say so in the pasuk. So Marashah explains a long thing over here about the idea is, in other words, that Shemaim Ves Aretz was creation Yesh Me'ayim. Everything else after that is various Mephoshim talk about on the Pesukim, that on the first day Hashem created all the raw material, and then during the next few days, he made it into the specific things, into the rakia and the grass and the planets and the animals and so on and so forth. So therefore, that first Bria Yesh Me'ayin can't even be described with the word Vayomer. And Chassidus also talks a lot about that, and it explains that the idea is, in other words, that Bereshis is like the fundamental amira from which everything else comes. So like it's such a basic thing, it's such a fundamental thing. It can't even be described with the word amira, because like the source, it's almost like the machshava compared to all of them. Like I was saying over here, it was an amira, but it's like an amira that's a basis for all of them, and therefore it itself can't be described with the word vayoyim. So therefore, so we do have asara mamar. We said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yechon and Nuri Omeim Amar Shalosh Shalosh Mikolam Yotza, that Rabbi Yechon and Nuri says if you say 3 psukim for each one, it's enough. So Iboyalahu, we have to figure out Heichi Katani. When Rabbi Yechon and Nuri says 3, what does he mean 3? Does he mean Shalosh Min HaTorah, Shalosh Min HaNeviim, and Shalosh Min HaKsovim? Does he mean that you need 3 each of Chumash, Neviim, and Ksovim, to have Utesha, which altogether adds up to 9? The Ikar B'nai Choda, so there's only one difference between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yechon and Nuri. The Tanakama says you need 10 psukim for each part, for each bracha, and Rabbi Yechon and Nuri says 9 is enough. Oduma, Echem HaTorah V'Echem Min HaNeviim V'Echem Min HaKsovim. Maybe Rabbi Yechon and Nuri says you need only one pasuk each from Torah, Neviim, and Ksovim, to have him with Shalosh, which altogether adds up to 3. The Ikar B'nai Tova, and then you have a big difference between them, because the Tanakhama would say that you need 3 psukim, and Rabbi Yechon and Nuri is saying that you only need 3. So which is it? The Toshma, the Tanya, we learn in a Braisa, Ein Perchsin Ma'asora Malchus, Ma'asora Zechronis, Ma'asora Shoshis, but the Im Omer Sheva Mikolon Yotza, but the Eved, the Tanakhama says if you said 7 psukim for each one, then you're also Yotza, Keneged Shiva Rakim, because 7 corresponds to the 7 heaven. Rabbi Yechon and Nuri is saying, no, this that you Tanakama are saying is that you Tanakama are saying is b'di'eved, is 7, is you shouldn't do less than that. In other words, that's the lachatchiladika thing. So you Tanakama are saying that's only b'di'eved. You're saying 10 lachatchila, 7 b'di'eved. I'm saying 7 lachatchila. But if he said 3 each of all of them is Yotze, Keneged Torah Neviim Uksovim, which the 3 would correspond to Torah Neviim Uksovim, but Amila Keneged Torah Neviim Yisraelim. So obviously, therefore, it can't be that Rabbi Yechon and Nuri is saying that it means you need 3 Psukim of each, because that would be 9. So what would he say? Machatchila, you have to do 7, but B'dievet, it's okay if you did 9, that would be more. So obviously, therefore, Rabbi Yechon and Nuri clearly means that when he says 3 in the Braisa, by the same token in the Mishnah, he means exactly 3, not 3 of each from Torah Neviim Uksovim. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna Amar Shmuel, Halacha ke Rabbi Yechon and Nuri. The Halacha is like Rabbi Yechon and Nuri, you only need B'di Eved 3 Psukim, and you Yotze. we're actually going to have on Daf Lamed Hey, at the very end of our Masechta, we're going to have another point in this connection where you have a Machlokas Rishonim, where the Gemara says over there an expression that if you say that once you say Seros Chokos of Lema Shuv Einit Tzorich, and you have and then Rashi and Tosfos argue over there, are we talking about Malchus or Rashi argues with Rabbeim over there? Do we mean Malchus Sechronus and Shofros that you can be Yotze just by saying with a Seros Chokos of Lema without saying anything at all? So we'll get to that. We'll get back to that on Daf Lamed Hey and Bez Hashem. But right now we're saying that the halacha is that you only need three psukim and then you Yotze. But lachatchila, you should do two. Lachatchila, you should do ten, rather, which is what we do. Okay, so the Mishnah says more rules about that. Ein mazkirin zichron malchus v'shofar shel parodes. We're not allowed to mention in these brachas a pasuk of zichron or of shofar or of malchus or of shofar of poronos that has to do with punishment or negative things about the Jewish people, because we don't want to mention such things on Rosh Hashanah. By the way, I mean, you have zichron malchus v'shofar is in parenthesis over here, because really it's supposed to be Malchus, Sechronus, and Shofros, which is the way a number of Rishonim have the Girsa. Nevertheless, the fact that we have the Girsa in front of us, Zichron, Malchus, and Shofros, ties into what we were talking about before, what Tiferes Yisrael and others say, that maybe the Dievet, if you said the Pesukim out of order, maybe you are Yotze, and that's why Taka lists them out of order over here. The Tosfos Yom Tov actually says why Taka mentions Zichron first, is because it goes together with what we said, Ein Mazkirin. So therefore, together with that, we put Zichron. Okay, so you can't use Pesukim of Puranas. Maschel Batoto Mashlim Manavi. Now, when you begin the Pesukim, you start with Pesukim from Chumash, and then the last Pesukim you do are Pesukim from Navi. So the 10th Pasuk would be a Pasuk from Navi. Rabbi Yossi Omeim Hishlim Matoto Yotza. Rabbi Yossi says if you finish off with a Pasuk from Torah, then you Yotza, which is what we do, and we're going to see in the Gemara why it sounds like we're doing something only B'diavidik. We'll get to that. Tosfos, by the way, points out over here, why is it, if you look in the brachas, you have the order is Torah, then Ksuvim, then Neviim. So we have in each of the brachas, we have the Psukim from Torah, then Udivre Kodshko Kosov Lamer, and we have Psukim, and then we have Valyudev Avadecha Neviim Kosov Lamer. So why Taka? I mean, shouldn't Neviim be ahead of Ksuvim? Usually Neviim goes first. So Tosfos explains because the Psukim that we use for Ksuvim, the Psukim that we use for Ksuvim in the davening of Rosh Hashanah, in Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, and these brachas all come from Tilim. And Tilim comes before most of the Neviim. Now, not all of them, of course, Yoshua and Shoftim come before Tilim, for example. But in other words, the Neviim of which the Mephoshim explain what Tosfos means, the Neviim from which we take the Psukim that we say in these brachas, which those the Psukim that we take come from Yeshaya, Yirmiyah, Yechezkel, Tireyasar, all of those come after Tilim. So that's why we put Ksuvim first. Now, the Rambam actually, when the Rambam gives this halacha, he says that the Psukim have to be from Tilim. Most of the other Rishonim say they don't have to be from Tilim. They could, in principle, be from any place in Ksuvim. But practically speaking, all the ones we use are from Tilim. Okay, so that's why we put Ksuvim first, because Tilim is, in fact, chronologically before the Neviim from which we take Psukim. So the Gemara says, when we say that you can't use Malchus, Sechronus, and Shofros of Puranos, what are some examples? Malchus, for example, a pasuk of Malchus that you can't use is going a pasuk in Yechezkel, Chai Oni Ne'um Hashem Elikim, I swear as I live, says Hashem Elikim, Im Loi B'yor Chazoko V'zroi Neturio V'chem HaShpocha Emlech Aleihem, that it will most certainly be that with a strong hand and with an outstretched arm and with anger poured out, that I will rule over you. In the Pesukim before it, the Navi is telling the Jewish people, you think that now we're in Golos, we can do whatever we want. Hashem has abandoned us. Don't think that Hashem is going to rule over you whether you like it or not. So we don't mention such a, even though it says Emloich Aleichem, we don't say such a pasuk on Rosh Hashanah. But Afa Gav the Amr of Nachman, now even though when you think about it, that pasuk is talking about how Hashem is going to force things and bring the Golah Amid Yisra Shlema. And Rav Nachman says, Koki hai rischa lirta ha-kud shabrichu alon v'lifrikinan. By all means, let Hashem show that anger against us as long as the end of it, if he takes us out of Golos. So what's wrong with that? Nevertheless, kibin de berischa omer, since that pasuk is set in anger, ad kuri rischa bereshata loymat kurinan, we don't want to mention anger on Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, we don't want to use that pasuk. This, by the way, is the concept of we don't say any of the Avinu Malkeinu that mentioned Chatanu Lefanecha or anything like that. On Rosh Hashanah, in general, we don't say anything involving Chet. On Rosh Hashanah, you have the minig that it mentions in Shulchan Aruch that we don't eat nuts on Rosh Hashanah, and one reason is because Eger is the Gematria Chet. So in general, on Rosh Hashanah, more than any other time, we have to be careful to avoid negative things. And that's our Gemara as an example of that. Next. Zikaron, where is a pasuk of Zichronus that has a negative connotation? We're going by Yizkor, Kibasa Hema, Vagoma. For example, a pasuk in Tilim, Hashem, he remembered that they're only flesh, that human beings are only flesh. Ruach Hodech Kol Yashuv. So it's talking about the fact that a person passes away and that they have a Yetzahara and so forth. So it's not an appropriate point to mention on Rosh Hashanah. Shofar, to go and tickle Shofar, but give up Vagoma. For example, you have a pasuk where Hosea warns the Jewish people, blow the shofar and giva because to gather together because the enemy is approaching. So that kind of pasuk you don't want to mention on Rosh Hashanah. Aval, but the Braise continues, im ba loyma malchus zichron the shofar shall put on us, shall overdik a chavim omer. But if you want to say malchus zichronis and shofar, psukim of those themes that talk about things that are about punishments that happen to the goyim, those you could do on Rosh Hashanah. Malchus, Hashem Moloch Yugazaramim. For example, an appropriate pasuk of Malchus would be Hashem is king, the nation tremble. Hashem Melech Olam Vod Ovdu Goyim Me'ad. So another one would be Hashem is king forever and ever. The nations have been destroyed, have disappeared from his land. So such a pasuk you could use for Malchus. Zichron, for example, Zichron Hashem Levnei Edom V'Gomer. For example, you could say the pasuk, remember Hashem against the children of Edom, how they destroyed Yerushalayim. And Shofar, Kegoin, Vashem Elokim Vashofar Yiska, Pasuk from Zechariah, talking about how Hashem is going to fight against the Goyim, Hashem is going to blow the Shofar, V'holach V'saris Teman, and go in the south, in the southern storm winds to punish them. Uchtiv, and the Pasuk continues, Hashem Tzvokas Yogan Aleihem, Hashem will protect them, meaning the Jewish people. So that Pasuk, in fact, well, that Pasuk and a half, in fact, we say in Rosh Hashanah Davening, we say it in Shofar's. Why are we adding that? Why are we adding that Hashem Tzvokas Yogan Aleichem? What is that adding to it? So Rosh Hash points out, without that, you wouldn't know what is Hashem doing with blowing the shofar over there. When you have the psukim over there, Vashem Aleim Yeroa V'Yata Kabara Chitze Vashem Alekim Vashofar Yiska V'Holach V'Sarat Teman. What is that pasuk even talking about? What is it? Why Hashem is going to blow the shofar for what? When you have the half pasuk after that, Hashem Tzvokas Yogan Aleihem, now you understand, well, if the Jewish people need protection, it means that the Goyim are being punished. So therefore, adding those words, Hashem Tzvokas Yogan Aleihem, clarifies for you what the previous pasuk is all about. Now you understand it's a pasuk of Peronus, of Ovid Kachavim, and therefore you can say it in Shofar. You can't mention in Zichronus, you can't mention something where it says that Hashem remembered an individual, even if it was for good. For example, a pasuk in Tilim, where Hashem asks Zavid to remember me for good in the goodwill of your people, together with the goodwill of the people. Or for example, Nehemiah says on himself, Hashem remember me for good, for the various good things that he had accomplished in Yerushalayim. So you can't use such a pasuk. Another point, that here you have a machlokes, pikdonus harein kezichronus. Sukim, in which it says, Hashem pokad, those can count as zichronus, kegoin vashem pokad asara. For example, that would be a valid pasuk to use, because pokad would be the equivalent of Hashem remembered sara, or kegoin pokad pokad piyaskem. Divu, Rabbi Yossi, that's what Rabbi Yossi says. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Pikdonis are not like zichronis, and you cannot use those psukim. And Marsha explains the idea is because zikoron implies something where Hashem remembers without a time frame attached. Whenever Hashem remembers at all times, pikodon like pocket pakadi or Hashem pocket asara, those refer to things where Hashem decided, where Hashem remembered, so to speak, remembered something at a specific time. But Rosh Hashanah is not about Hashem remembering at a specific time. Rosh Hashanah is about how Hashem remembers everything all the time. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, pikdonis don't belong over there. So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Yosi Nami." So even according to Rabbi Yosi, how could you use the pasuk Hashem pocket asara? Nihidi b'kdonis harein kezichronis. Even if he holds that pikodin is like zichronis, v'ashem pocket a sara pikodin liyachadu. But still, sara is only one person, and we just said everybody agreed that you can't use psukim that refer to a yachid. And the answer is kiven to also rabba mina. Since the rabbim, since the entire Jewish people descend from Sarah, ke rabbim damya, then she's considered like the rabbim, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, such a posik, the posik about her would be valid. In fact, for the same reason, we have one of the psukim we do by Zechronis is Vayizkor the kimas noyach mes kolachaya, etc. So don't you have the same problem over there? Noyach as a yachid. So for that reason, actually, in the nusach of Zechronis, before that, we have a couple of lines over there describing what the importance of noyach was for the world. So in other words, we're stressing the same point. Noach is not just one individual mentioned in Chumash. He's a person from whom the entire humanity after him descends. Therefore, it's appropriate to mention his pasuk, and it's considered a zikaron of Rabbi. Okay, next. Here's another machlokes. The psukim say, "Su'usharim rashechem, lift up the gates, lift up your heads, the inasu pischeilim, and raise yourselves eternal doors. The Yahweh Melech HaKavod, let the King of Honor come in. Mi zem Melech HaKavod, who is this Melech HaKavod? Hashem izus v'giber. Hashem is powerful and strong. Hashem giber mechama. Hashem is mighty in war. Su'usharim rashechem, usu pischeilim, lift up the gate, lift up your heads." And raise yourself up eternal doors. And let the King of Honor come in. Mi huzeh melech hakavod? Who is the King of Honor? Who is the King of Glory? Hashem tzvakas u melech hakavod tzela. That's Hashem tzvakas is the King of Glory forever. So we have several times in these psukim where it says the word melech. How many does it count for? We have v'yavei melech hakavod. Mi zeh melech hakavod? So we have altogether five times in those psukim where it says the word melech. So how many malchus does it count for? Rabbi Yossi says the first section, the first Sushar Mashaychem and Miza Melech HaKavod counts as two because there's twice melech in there. Shnei Shalosh, and the second one counts as three because it has three times melech in there. Divir Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rishona Achas, Shnei Shtein. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's only one and two. Rabbi Yehuda does not count the one where it says, Mi Zem Melech HaKavod, and Mi Hu Zem Melech HaKavod, because that's not saying that Hashem is king, that's asking who is the king. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't want to count those. We do, in fact, say those psukim in Malchus. Now we have enough psukim without them. The Rosh points out, it's not like we said before that you can say 10 psukim, doesn't mean 10 psukim is the maximum. You could say more than 10 psukim if you want. So therefore we can bring in these psukim, whether we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, whether we hold like Rabbi Yossi. Either way, we have enough psukim without them, but we bring them in anyway, because there's nothing wrong with having extra psukim beyond the 10. Marsha points out, by the way, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda would say it's not just because mi huzeh, mi zeh, mi huzeh are questions. It's also because, after all, you have the possibility that when the gates, why aren't the gates responding right away? Is because the Medrash says, because when Shlomo is davening and saying mi zeh melech, it's saying sushar mashechem v'yaveh melech hakavod, the gates are asking him, who do you mean melech hakavod? Do you mean yourself? And he clarifies that, no, he means Hashem is the giver, and he means Hashem tzvakas u'melech hakavod. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the questions don't belong over there, because the question, the fact that they're even asking, implies that the word melech hakavod could actually refer to Shlomo HaMelech. And here we need psukim that refer to Hashem's speech. Okay. Here's another machlokes. The pasuk says, Zamru elikim zameru, zamru l'malkeinu zameru, sing to Hashem, sing. Sing to our king, sing, ki melech kol ha'aretz alekim, because Hashem is king over the whole world. So shtayim, divrei Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi says that there are two malchus in there. In other words, that you have the word zamru l'malkeinu and the word ki melech kol ha'aretz alekim. Rabbi Yehuda says no, you only have one, because zamru l'malkeinu doesn't count. You need psukim that stress that Hashem is king over the whole world, not just that he's king over us, the Jewish people. V'shavin b'malach alakim al-goyim alakim yashav al-kisei kodshei, they do both agree regarding a pasuk, the next pasuk in that capital, that malach alakim al-goyim, Hashem has ruled over the nation, alakim yashav al-kisei kodshei, Hashem has sat on his holy throne. They both agree, Shehi Achat, that that counts as only one. In other words, we don't count Yoshev al Kisei Kodshei as a separate expression of Malchus. Next, Zikaron Sheyesh Beitrua. What if you have a pasuk that has the word Zikaron and the word Trua in it? You're going Shabbos and Zikron Trua Mikra Kodesh. So Rabbi Yossi says you can recycle the pasuk. You can do it. You can say that as one of the zechronos. You can also recycle it and use it again in shofarot because it mentions Trua. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eina Omer, Elim as zechronos bovad. Rabbi Yehuda says no. You can only say it with zechronos. Rashi explains the point of the machlokas is, and this and the next couple of machlokas in is because it doesn't mention the word shofar. It mentions the word Trua. And we're going to have soon that Rabbi Yehuda holds the word Trua does not count as a shofar. So therefore, according to him, you can't use it. Marsha disagrees with that, because in that case, why do we need the machlokas? Why do we need the machlokas multiple times? So Marsha explains that actually what it is Rabbi Yehuda would say, once you use the pasuk in one section, you can't use it in another section. So therefore, even if we said that a pasuk that says Trua is valid for Shofarot, but once you use it for Malchus, or for Zechronus rather, then you can't again use it for Shofarot. And the same thing with the other one. Similarly, Malchus Sheyeshi Matrua, similarly when you have a pasuk of Malchus that also mentions Trua, Kugoyin Hashem Alekavim Moiv Sruas Melech Boi, Hashem is God is with him, and the Trua of the king is with him. Same thing. Omerim Amalchus, but Omerim Ashefet, Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Emeim Amalchus Bovad. Rabbi Yehuda says you can only say it as part of Malchus. And Trua, She'enim Aloy Klum, when you have a pasuk that only mentions Trua without anything else, you're going to Yom Trua Yelachem, Omerim Ashefet, Divrei Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi says you can say it as one of the psukim of Shefet. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eina Omer Kol Iker. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't say it at all because that's not considered a posik of Shofarot. A posik of Shofarot has to have the word Trua in it. Now here we actually have that when it comes to Shofarot, we do actually in practice we do like Rabbi Yehuda, because the last posik that we do by Shofarot is Uriyam Simchaschem of Mayadechem of Rosh Hashem of Skatim Bahatzotris. So there it doesn't say anything about a Shofar. It says of Skatim. So we have the word Tkiah in there, but it doesn't say anything about a Shofar. And nevertheless, we use it as a last pasuk. But that the Rosh says that might be another reason why we put in the Psukim, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Kael B'Kodshoi, is because really, you need 10 psukim regardless. We have 10 psukim without that. But that way also, even if we say, like Rabbi Yehuda, at the pasuk, Yom Simchaschem is not going to count as the 10th pasuk, nevertheless, we have extra psukim from ksuvim instead. Okay. We said in the Mishnah, Mascha b'Torah u'mashlim anavi, we said you start with psukim from Chumash and you finish off with the 10th pasuk should be a pasuk from Navi. Rabbi Yossi Omer Mishnah b'Torah yotze, and Rabbi Yossi says if you finished off with a pasuk from Chumash, then you yotze. So that means im hishlim diyeved ein lachatchil aloy. So it sounds like even Rabbi Yossi is saying that only with diyeved should you finish off. Can you finish off with a pasuk from Chumash? But lachatchil you should be finishing with a pasuk from Navi. But we learn in a brayse Rabbi Yossi Emma Hamash Matorah Hareza Meshubach. We learn in a brayse the same Rabbi Yossi says that if you finish with Torah, then it's Meshubach. Then that's a praiseworthy thing. That's the best way to do it. So what does he mean? So the brayse says fine. You're right. Emma Mashlim. You're right. The Mishnah doesn't mean Im Hishlim Matorah. The Mishnah says Im Mashlim Matorah. Well, it says, what do you mean? You can't change that. Im Hishlim Katani Diavadein Lachatchil Aloy. The Mishnah clearly says Im Hishlim, which implies only be diyeved, not lachatchila. If the Mishnah wanted to say that you could do it lachatchila, it should have said mashlim, like it does in the Braisa. The answer is hachi kamar. You're right. What the Mishnah means is we have to fix things around. We have to switch around what it said in the Mishnah. Maschil b'Torah mashlim anavi. You start with chumash, you finish with navi. Where the 10th pasuk should be from navi. Rabbi Yossi Yemen mashlim b'Torah. Rabbi Yossi says no, you should be mashlim b'Torah. The im hishlim anavi yotze. But if the diyeved you finish with a pasuk from Nabiim, then you yotze. Taninami Hochi, we learned similarly in the Brayse. So Amar Abulaz Rabbi Yossi was seeking the people who were very careful with mitzvahs. Hoyimashlim and Oisa b'Torah. They would finish each of the brachas, Malchus, Sekrenus, and Shavuos with a pasuk from Torah, which is what we do. So the Gemara says, in that case, that means that you need 4 psukim from Torah for each one of them, because you need 3 at the beginning and 1 at the end. Well, then that creates a problem. V'shlema zechronis v'shofrus ikatova. When it comes to zechronis and shofrus, no problem. There are plenty of psukim in. There are plenty of psukim available from Chumash for zechronis, and plenty of psukim available for shofrus. So no problem. Ela malchis t'lasu dehavin. But when it comes to malchis, there are only three psukim in the Torah that refer in Chumash that refer to Hashem's kingship. Hashem alekavim oris ruas melech boy. By he Yishurun Melech, there was a king in Yishurun, and Hashem Yimlek Lo'olam Vaed, Hashem will rule forever and ever. V'anan bo'in an eser v'leka. You need 10, meaning, and out of the 10, 4 of them have to be from Chumash, because Mash the Matorah, where is there a 4th pasuk in Chumash that refers to Hashem's kingship? Amar Rav Huna Toshma, so Rav Huna says, here, I'll bring you a proof from a b'raisa. You have several psukim where there's a machlokas, where Rav Yosi holds that they work for Malchus. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Malchus Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says that pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad counts as Malchus. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Malchus. Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't. So according to Rabbi Yosi, you have that, and in fact, that is the last pasuk that we use for Malchus. There's a mimer from the Rebbe Maharash where he talks about the deeper idea of that, the deeper reason behind that machlokas is because Shema Yisrael is Yehuda Ilah. So as Yehuda Elah, on the face of it, Rabbi Yosi says, well, then it has nothing to do with Hashem's kingship in this world, where we need to be talking about Malchus down here on earth, Yehuda Tata. But Rabbi Yosi would say that for various reasons of Yichsidus, that it explains there in the Maimah that nevertheless it still works, and Shema can count as something of Yehuda Tata as well. It includes it, and so on and so forth. So that's one. Another one, you should know today and consider carefully in your heart, ki Hashem hu halakim, that Hashem is the one power, ein oy, there's nothing else. Again, Malchus divi Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says that counts as a potik of Malchus, because saying that Hashem rules over everything. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein Malchus, Rabbi Yehuda says not, because the fact is it doesn't say the word melech in there. Another one, after hareis l'adat, you've been shown to know, ki Hashem hu halakim, that Hashem is the one power, ein oy melevada, there's none other than him. Again, Malchus, divrei Rabbi Yosi. Again, Rabbi Yosi says that counts as a pasuk of Malchus. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Malchus. Rabbi Yehuda says it does not count because it does not say the word Melech in there. Okay, so the point is, according to Rabbi Yosi, you have many possible psukim to choose from for the last pasuk of Malchus, and the one that we do is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Mishnah says, Ha'over lifnei ateva b'yomtiv shor Rosh Hashanah. When the chazan is davening by the Amud on Rosh Hashanah, Hasheni Matkia, the second chazan, meaning the chazan from Musaf, is the one who's Matkia, the one who gives the instruction to blow shofar. By the way, it's brought from Rabbi Goin. The fact that it says Matkia rather than Tekea is the basis for the fact that you should have somebody else, not the chazan, should be blowing shofar. The idea being, in other words, if the chazan himself blows shofar, he may get mixed up where he's holding and davening, so somebody else should be blowing shofar, and that's how we do it. So in other words, the idea is that the tekiyas take place during musaf, not during shachris. And now we learned previously on Daf Tzayin, we have tekiyas miyushav, we do have the tekiyas before musaf. Those in a certain sense are not at the primary place for the mitzvah. The primary place for the mitzvah would be during musaf. You have the different minhagim. You have our minig that you do it during shtilush min esrei, and also during chazaras hashatz. You have the minig of the belt. They only do it during chazaras hashatz. That's really the main place for it. That we do tekiyas miyushav before musaf is we learn to adapt to zayin kedil ayra but a satan in order to confuse the satan that he sees how precious the mitzvahs are to us. So anyway, so we're saying that the primary blowing of shofar takes place during musaf, not during shachar. Or b'shasa halal, now at a time when halal is said, harishin makres halal, then it's the first chazan, the chazan for shachris, who's reading halal, and everybody answers after him. In other words, that halal takes place after shachris, not after musaf. And makres halal is because in those days, not everybody said halal. The chazan, we learned in sukkah, that the chazan would say halal, and everybody else would answer after him only certain phrases. So that the makres halal, he would read out halal for everybody, and they would answer. So the Gemara says, "Maishna sheni makia." Why are we saying that only the second chazan, the one from Musaf, is the one who has the shofar blown during his tefillah? The reason must be mishum deberoivam hadras melech, because the more people over there, the greater the honor for Hashem. You have more people there doing Musaf than doing shachris, because you have people who come late to shul. Well, ihachi halal nami name of sheni mishum deberoivam hadras melech. In that case, halal should also be after Musaf for the same reason. Ella, so it has to be the other way around. Mishnah halal the Berushin, Mishum de Zrizin Makdim in the mitzvah. Evidently, the reason why we put halal after Shachris, we put it as early as possible, is because Zrizin Makdim in the mitzvah, and therefore we want to do the mitzvah as early as possible, which, by the way, posts can point out from this. You see that Zrizin Makdim in the mitzvah overrides even the concept of Beroy Vamahadras Malach. It's still more important to do the mitzvah with Zrizus. Anyway, Tkiya Nami Nevid Berishin Mishum Dezuzin Makdim in the mitzvah. Well, why don't we do the Tkiyas the same thing, where we should do them in connection with Shachris? And the answer is, Om Rabbi Yechon Mishas Gzeres HaMalchus Shani. Our Mishnah is talking about at a time of Gzeres HaMalchus, meaning that there was a Gzera that the Jewish people should not blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So they had soldiers watching out for them during the first 6 hours of the day. So they couldn't do it during Shachris. So therefore, they moved it to Musaf. By the time Musaf comes, Musaf takes place after 6 hours of the day, by that time, the soldiers had already left and they could blow shofar. So therefore, Tosfos says, even though the Gzeres HaMalchus is long gone, nevertheless, we still don't go back to doing it in Shachris because Shema Yachzor Dovah L'Chulkuloi, because you may have the same problem may occur again in the future. Tosfos also brings from the Yerushalmi a different thing. It wasn't really that there was a Gzera against blowing shofar. If there was, why would they all of a sudden leave them alone by Musaf? Aren't they smart enough to realize that the Jewish people are just going to blow shofar by Musaf instead? Rather, Tosfos brings from the Yerushalmi what happened was one time the Jewish people gathered in shul to blow shofar, and now they used to use a shofar in those times, not just for the mitzvah. They also used it as an alarm to signal everybody to gather together for war. So the enemy, the Romans or whoever it was, thought that the Jewish people are blowing the shofar to assemble for war, and they started attacking and killing them. So now what happened is they moved it to Musa. Once the Goyim see were saying Shema and davening Shemana Esrei and leaning, and then davening another Musaf, and then blowing shofar, then already the Goyim realized it's not a call to war. It's just that this is part of the Jewish religion, and therefore they left the Jews alone. So therefore, there's more reason to do it in Musaf because then the Goyim are less likely to think that it's a call to arms. We said in the Mishnah, b'shas halal. We said when halal is read, then that takes place during Shachris. So midikama b'shas halal. Since we're saying when halal is said, mikal the Rosh Hashanah leka halal. The implication is that Rosh Hashanah is not one of those times when halal is being said, because we're saying that when halal is being said, then the first chazan says it, implying that Rosh Hashanah not. So my time, why not? L'chora Rosh Hashanah is a yom tov. You should be saying halal on it. Amar Rav Abahu. Amru Malachi Asharis Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the Malachi Asharis asked Hashem this question. Mipnei Ma Ein Yisrael Omrim Shira Lefanecha B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim. Why are the Jewish people not saying Shira before you on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Now, why do the Malachim care? Because they can't say Shira until we do. So when they see that we're not saying Shira, then they're wondering why. Amalahem, and Hashem answers them, Efshem Melech Yoshev HaKiseh Din. How could it be possible? The king, I am sitting on a throne of judgment. The Sifre Chaim, the Sifre Mason, Psuchim upon him. The books of who's going to live and who, Chas V'Shalom, the opposite, are open in front of him. The Yisrael Omim Shira, and the Jewish people should be saying Shira when their lives are in the balance. So therefore, we don't say Shira, we don't say Halal on Rosh Hashanah for that reason. And that's why the Mishnah is implying with the words of a Shasa Halal that we don't. And that's the reason why.